935.
You're listening to WWBC Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Today, on the Word of Truth Revealed.
Tell you something about iniquity, it'll blind you. You'll be pointing at everybody else and not see yourself. That's why, man, before I preach, I look at me. Because iniquity ain't far from this congregation. Whatever's in our society, if I took a cup and dipped it into the pool of our society and poured it out here, you're going to see whatever tadpoles are out there is right in here. So don't get it twisted. From the pulpit to the front door. That's why we all need Jesus.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Spiritual Alignment. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Psalm 133.
Now, if you work with me, we may be able to do something here, but I stay professional. No matter how they throw their neck, I don't have to throw my neck because I have the authority. Y'all understand? When you have the authority, you don't have to go tit for tat. I want professionalism, professionalism. I want hospitality to lead us. Hospitality. I want your education to rise up. Because if you're with me, you got to have a little bit. That's where I am right now. We first started, didn't matter. Okay, you don't need, okay, whatever. Whoever will, let them come. I have discretion now. I have preference. I need this around me at this level in my life. If you're going to talk for me, you need to be able to talk to a dignitary for me. You can't sit there and just be colloquial. Yeah, what's up? What's up? You answer the phone. What's up? Hey, yeah. No, you know that, I don't know where he at. No. He didn't even come in the office today. You know, he liked to be busy. Are you supposed to be representing me? Yeah, he liked that. I don't need that in my life. I want people around me that know how to be a staff. You understand that? And I can demand it now. I don't have to sit there and play. And when you rise up in God, when you rise up in your business or rise up in whatever he called you to do, you can make some demands now in your life. You don't have to just take everything thrown. I used to have this all of the time we first started ministry. Take my mistakes for love. I don't have to do that. I can command some things now, especially when you're matured. See, when you're the beard, you can't complain and talk about you're immature. If you walk around with a full beard, you can't act silly. And since Bin Laden came along, a lot of black men like to wear beards, but they're influenced by James Harden and by Bin Laden. But if you wear a beard, you should be mature. You can't be playing games with a full beard around. You don't know what time it is, because the beard is a mark of alignment and maturity. And if you want that oil, you got to stay aligned. So I want people to be professional. I want our people to be engaging. And a professional is a person who is engaging in a particular occupation. A specific occupation. People usually that are professional, a certain skill set is preferred if you're professional. Working in security at Sears, even my boss expected me to handle things a certain way, and I was a young man, 25 years old. So I couldn't act like the shoplifter. I'm representing who? Sears. The Sears just went out of business here, but when I was coming up, man, Craftsman's Tools, and most people shopped at Sears. This is before this Kmart was big when I came up, not Walmart. Kmart is gone. And if we don't develop, man, just like Amazon came like a river. Amazon came like a river and just took over a lot. Bookstores are gone. Barnes and Nobles is suffering because people are used to now buying stuff off online. You got to be able to be innovative in a time like this. This is, I've been preaching it for years. Instead of saying, I know church, you got to stay on the cutting edge. That's what I want. Thinkers and strategists around me. Strategists. People who are thinking about the future and how can we engage it properly. And if we talk about the future, we need the future in the meeting. A person who's professional has a certain skill set and they adhere to certain rules. I believe ethical standards. And so if you're at a certain rank, you can't fraternize with people. So if everybody was at, say for instance, we all had a party. My birthday is coming up. We all had a party together, right? I can't act like everybody else that's dancing. They won't let me live that down. I can't have no wine glass. Hey, I can't do that. And people are taking voting video. I can't do it. I have to be the one standing on the wall. Because my position requires, you would not forgive me if I was pardoning too. Just party and all of that out in the street. You wouldn't be able to handle that. When I stand here the next day, you'd be looking at me weird. I don't have a break. You hold me to a certain standard. Well, if you're a professional, you should be held to another standard. A lot of people back away from it now because you're held to what? A higher standard. But that's what it requires. There's also benefits of being professional. I don't need to go into that. Being reliable is a must. Walking in integrity is a must. Aligning with directives is a must. And I believe the Holy Spirit will help us, or help my staff, now help you to be more what? Professional. We're not talking about acting like a puppet. We're not talking about a robot. An automatum. We're not talking about being on autopilot. But we are talking about professionalism. So I'm asking my staff to align themselves with that. And there's an anointing at the end of it. It will start from the head to the mature, to the skirt, to the hem, and it will spread out. It will even touch the geographical location if we all started moving with it. But how many of us are going to align with the term professional? How many of us going to fight it? If we just walk with it, you're going to see an anointing at the hem of it. Let's talk about spiritual alignment. Spiritual alignment is a state, I believe, of harmony and congruence with God's will. Spiritual alignment is basically a state of harmony and congruence with God's will. It is how you make your inner self come into alignment or into oneness with God's external plan. It is making your inner self come into alignment with God's way, His word, and His will. How do you check yourself here and say, inside of me, I will align with God's way, God's word, and God's will. This must align with that. And when I'm able to come into congruence and harmony with His word, His way, and His will, then I have spiritual alignment. I am not in alignment if I'm conflicting with His word. It doesn't matter what I look like on the outside. How then can I persevere if I'm out of joint? Because there are different types of alignments. Amen. When you hit a pothole, you better check your car out because your car needs to be in alignment. Amen. Your car needs to be in alignment. The front end aligned. And you should make adjustments every several thousand miles or you're going to wear your wheels out on the inside or on the outside if it's out of alignment. You say, well, my tires are only 2 years old. And you can have no tread on the inside if you don't check alignment. And that's why many of us look like we're healthy from the outside. But when we lift you up and we can see your tread is all the way to the wire. You're hanging on a thread because you're out of alignment. And when you're out of alignment, you don't have traction. And you can slide anytime there's water. Help me, Jesus. We also have military alignment. Dress right, dress. And when you understand that, that command to soldiers or Marines or airmen or Navy people means you got to look now and pop to it, jump to it to see if you're in alignment with the person that's next to you. Because the one judging is going to see something different from what you see. You're too close to each other to see it. That's why you need an external person looking at it and saying, no, I need you back there, number eight, to move up a little bit. And you, I need you to step back until we all come into alignment. Because to you, you may think it's okay until you examine. There's also alignment as it relates to plumb line. So you may think when you're building a house or building a wall that everything is straight until you use a plumb line. Yes, the plumb line will show you if you're off or not. Oh my God, help me, Jesus. What if you never used the plumb line? Oh, well, you would say, I built the house and I spent a lot of time at it. I served the Lord and he heard and he answered. But did you ever check plumb line? Or did you spend all of these years building on sand? He that hears these sayings of mine and do them, who's an alignment, I would liken him unto a wise man that builds his house on a rock. But he's got to hear and do. He's got to hear and apply. He's got to hear and operate or function. Whatever he heard from the word. That is to come in congruence and harmony with God's word, his will, and his ways. Your deepest values are tied to that. Your worldview is tied to that. The way you operate and function is tied to it. Just like there's three levels of sin, there's levels of alignment. You have sinned, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. All of us have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Let me say it again so nobody think I'm talking about them. I said all of us have sinned, that's Bible, and fallen what? Short of the glory of God. But there's another level. It's what you call transgression. And transgression is when you know it's wrong and you do it anyway. That's a transgression. That means I knew it and I said, I don't care about what words say, I'm going to do it anyway. Now we're talking about transgressions. Right? And here's a whole nother level. It's called iniquity. That is the cause of it. What makes me want to transgress? It is the root of transgressions, right? And a lot of times it's a tie with the old nature. No break with the old nature. And if you're ever going to fix all of that, okay, all have sinned and fallen short. Oh, Bishop, you're not holy. You did it too. Okay, good. Transgression now. That's when we have partners to hold each other accountable. And then we move to the third dimension, which is iniquity. That is the root cause. Nobody really knows where it comes from, but it has a root system. Glory to God. Help me, Jesus. And that's why we have to constantly break the root of a thing. Because roots will grow back. Spiritual alignment has a way of pruning roots that are trying to grow from the origin of iniquity, transgression, and sin. Alignment keeps us from developing these roots, which will actually produce something that we don't want to produce. Won't look nothing like God. Y'all quiet? You all right? You listening, right? Man, that man teaching this morning, right? Yeah. Tell you something about iniquity, it'll blind you. You'll be pointing at everybody else and not see yourself. That's why, man, before I preach, I look at me. Because iniquity ain't far from this congregation. Whatever's in our society, if I took a cup and dipped it into the pool of our society and poured it out here, you're going to see whatever tadpoles are out there is right in here. So don't get it twisted. From the pulpit to the front door. That's why we all need Jesus. That's why I saw the Lord and he heard and he answered. I got to pray. I have roots growing all out of me, man. If you were to look at me in a sense, a soulish sense, I got to prune them. I would be wild if I didn't have Jesus. Wow, hair growing wild, beard wild, nature wild. God is the one that helps us. Can the church say amen? Yes. Glory to God. I don't trust me. Oh, my God. No. Oh, no. Don't put no confidence in you. I've been saved alone. Don't do. Oh, no. Oh, my God. Let's look at benefits of alignment. One of the benefits of alignment is that you live what we call an authentic life. Alignment helps us to be authentic. I just said something powerful at the early part of this message. I said fruit cannot be duplicated. It is authentic, right? But gifts can be duplicated. So for every rod that Aaron throws down, the magicians of Egypt can throw down three. For every the gifts of the Spirit, everything you see, you can see it duplicated. It can be mimicked. That's why we got to watch familiar. That's why I don't like people that are too familiar to me to be prophesying to me. That's why God used outside folk to do that. Because you could be talking about stuff you heard. Yeah. The Lord. See, the Lord. But you were influenced by something you heard. See. That's why God uses a lot of times people outside of your circle to prophesy. And stop being like, oh, they didn't even know me. That's how it's designed to work. I was the only one. It doesn't mean you're special because you're prophesied to. It means God is using his wisdom to speak to you. And so it's not something I was the only one. Like I was the only black in my class. Okay, what do you want me to say? You're smart. Well, get over that now. What are you doing with what you learned? When you get it, do you act like you're the only black? Especially around your people. You took it too far. You're better than everybody else now. You can't identify with your people, the people that look like you. Oh, you don't go to a black church. That's what I hear with our peoples. I don't go to black churches. Black people, black is cold. I don't go to black churches. Listen, man. Align yourself. You ain't all that. You put on your pants like me. You got to sit down on the toilet. You do all of that. I don't want to hear all of that stuff, man. Wipe yourself. I don't want to hear all of that. I'd get lost. I met Fred Price before he died, and when I shook his hands, he was a lot smaller than I thought he was. Yeah, to me, he was huge, but he was a smaller man. But he was big, man, in faith, and I was just moved by it. You know, sometimes TV makes us look bigger than we are. But he was strong in faith. It was a pleasant meeting. And that's what I'm talking about. Even the big ones, they're not they don't walk around arrogant. They are humble. Multi-millionaires. And I just really believe that we can do the same thing. If you're a thousandaire, you shouldn't be trying to act like you're a billionaire. If you got debt, you don't need to be walking around talking like that. Living authentically. Being in alignment, I believe, means living authentically. When you align your actions with God's word, his will, and his ways, your true self is tied to values. That's the authentic life, when your true self is tied to values. The value is tied to your inner self. Another benefit, I believe, of alignment is what I call purposeful living. I'm going to be dealing with purpose in the late service. Got a lot to do today. It's about understanding your purpose. And if you don't know and you would like to go to the Driven course, which is a purpose-driven life, they're studying, do that. Find your purpose. But standing or understanding your purpose or living in a way where your purpose is displayed and revealed really speaks volumes to where you are and who you are as a person. When you live on purpose, when you're in your purpose. Miles Monroe kind of messed up the church with the purpose message, because purpose is really tied to one or two things. It's either tied to the masses or to one. But if you're all trying to find your purpose, you'll think you need to find it in a job and, you know, maybe another relationship and all of that. But it's either you're tied, from God's perspective, you're either tied to one person or you're called to a massive group of people. And you have to judge that to say where you are. Then in that, you'll discover your personal purpose. Solomon said it powerful, man, in the book of Ecclesiastes. He says, seek the Lord while he may be found. You know, what was that? Everything, there's a season. This one is about the conclusion, that's it. The conclusion of the whole matter is to what? To fear God and to keep his commandments. This is the whole duty of man. That's the overall, overarching drive for purpose. The conclusion of the whole matter is to fear God, to learn to be a worshiper. You weren't born to work, you were born to worship. And when you do that, when you seek first kingdom, get back to the originator, all these things will be added to you. He will show you what he wants you to do. Get this right, align with purpose. Not trying to find it. Well, I'm supposed to be an engineer, or I'm supposed to be a car salesman, or I'm supposed to be a preacher. No. I'm supposed to be a worshiper. I'm not supposed to be a project manager. I can do that. But I'm supposed to worship the Lord, to fear him, to reverence the Lord. Out of that, he'll start pouring into me what I need. And that's a constant challenge. It doesn't leave you the older you get. You have to constantly tell yourself, I need to seek the Lord. Yes. You have to do it over and over again. Yes. I have to tell myself over and over again, you're bought with a price. That's right. Get back to worship. Yes. Glory to God. I bought some rubber boots, Muck, they're called. That's the brand. I was going to do a Muck Sunday where we bring your boots and talk about how you got, you came out of the muck and the mire. Without anybody knowing, sometime I put on my boots and walk my property in the rain when it's soggy. And I talk to God out there in the boots. I need thee. I got all these songs in my soul, man. And he didn't give me the talent. I have all of these songs in my soul, man. I could see myself in my yard. I need the old. I would do it, man. Every hour I need. Bless me now, my Savior. I've come to.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For a replay of today's message, Spiritual Alignment, visit the media section on the Truth Revealed app or our website at www.truthrevealed.org.
Join us as Truth Revealed celebrates the first anniversary of our TR North campus in Titusville. Come out for a joyful brunch celebration on Saturday, August 9th at 9 a.m. at Isaac Campbell Senior Park Community Center. Cost is just $20 to $25 and includes a special anniversary t-shirt. Don't miss this milestone moment. Register today at truthrevealed.org or on the TR app.
Men, don't miss our dynamic Men's Summer School kicking off Sunday, August 3rd at 6 p.m. We'll be diving into He Motions by Bishop T.D. Jakes, a powerful journey into emotional strength, spiritual growth, and navigating every season of manhood. Grab your copy on Amazon and register today through the TR app or website.
Ladies, save the date. The 20th anniversary Awaken Women's Conference is happening September 26th and 27th. This year's theme is perception. Come ready for powerful worship, inspiring messages, and a fresh vision for your life. Mark your calendars and stay tuned for details.
Stay connected with Truth Revealed. Text YES to 87447 to receive updates, announcements, tag up prayers, and event information directly on your phone. Don't miss out on what's happening at Truth Revealed.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.